listener production.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of That's Enough Already. This week I'm joined by my brand new best friend. I mean, we only just found out that we need to be best friends. I met her at the Sydney Opera House. Her name's the one, the only, the Irish, Joanne McNally. She's amazing. If you've never heard of her, you have to go look her up. She's so funny. We are best friends and we have so much in common, as in I am South African and I have a sofa and she has an oversized sofa from South Africa. So, I mean, it's written in the stars, really. She's also a very successful podcaster. She's got podcast awards coming up the wazoo. The one is called My Therapist Ghosted Me. You have to go listen to that. Or Who Replaced Avril Lavigne? You can go find out everything about her. Go to her website. Also, she's touring. Of course she is. She's a comedian. Go check out on her website, Joanne McNally, and you'll find out where she is, where to get tickets. Do not buy or some weird spam website and then blame us. And for the love of Christ, do not ask her to make a video for your wife. She ain't doing that. Enjoy the podcast.
That's quite enough. Oh, just shut your mouth. I don't give a stuff. It shush, please. Yes, I can hear. Down, but please. I don't care. That's enough already. Shut up.
Oh, shush.
Okay, so what's happening? Where are you?
I'm in London. I had a visa last year.
Yeah.
And I did Prosecco in New York. What else did I do? Boston.
Oh, Boston would have gone off. I've never been. I want to go do a show in Boston so bad. People all say on my comments, they go, come to Boston, come to Boston. I'm like, fuck, I think they're as wild as I am. I'd love to.
There's a salt of the earth vibe there. I've never seen so much security on a venue. And like, I know my ladies get rowdy, but this was not for them. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
It was like going to war, but I loved it. Anyway, yeah. So then I got signed to an American agent and then I was going back to do more shows. Anyway, it turned out my visa was only for a year. It wasn't 3 years. God. So we had to pull them. I know. And then you told me you were going to do the Netflix Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Is that the token African? No, what is it?
No. This one is Overqualified Loser. I toured Loser, right? Just everywhere. And then when they loaded on Netflix, they go, we want the special, but you can't call it Loser because the Americans won't watch it because it's negative. You have to put a positive spin on it. So I just put Overqualified in front of it. But I kept...
They're like, oh, we don't see you lose at all anymore.
Yeah, it's like hiding vegetables in the spaghetti bolognese sauce so the kids will eat it. You're like, it's still fucking in there. It's still there.
I know, you're just tucking your negative dick a little, but it's still there.
Yeah.
Because... someone was saying to me, he works in America loads, and he was saying that's what it is like culturally, that they don't really like the negative stuff.
No.
Or if you're too self-deprecating, they don't like it.
No. No, so yeah. You got to have to put a bit of glitter on a turd for them over there.
Yeah.
So, and you can't say cunt, and I love saying cunt.
Can you not say cunt?
No, they don't like it.
Because the rooms I was doing, my shows are mostly Irish people,
yeah.
Right? So they don't give a shit what you say.
I've only ever done one show in Ireland, in Dublin, and because I said I've never had a Guinness, right? So when I got there on the day, Jason Byrne picked me up from the airport. So I go out and I go, listen, and Jason's in the room. I go, I've had the most Irish experience today. As we drove in, I said, Jason Byrne picked me up, and people are cheering. I go, he's here tonight. I go, then we drove in and I saw a guy have a shit in the street.
Oh, no.
While his mate right next to him was shooting up drugs into his foot right next to him while he's having a shit in the street. I go, I saw all of that. Then we went, I put my bags down and went and had beautiful stew and then had my very first Guinness. And people were going nuts, right?
Yeah, of course.
And I go, and can I just say, it is the worst fucking drink I've ever had in my life. I said, it tastes like shit. Like, have you guys heard of gin and tonic? And then I just ripped into Guinness. And you could tell they started turning a bit, you know, but I'm like, fuck that. It tastes like shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then for 20 minutes, just talk about what I'd seen. And then I go, when I come back on stage, there were 3 big pints of Guinness. And people were going, I have to skull it. I have to drink the Guinness. I'm like, you don't skull a Guinness.
Oh, no.
It'll rip the back of your fucking throat out. I'm like, and I've got to work. So I get my tour manager to come and skull one, and then I can hear him vomit backstage. It was
Oh, like just beside a guy shitting on the street and shooting into his town. Yeah.
Fuck, but I loved it. I loved it. It was amazing.
In your defense, I would be in high agreement about Guinness. It's never been my thing. It feels like it's kind of Emperor's New Clothes. And it's had a real resurgence. All these like young, sexy young, sexy hipster kids are drinking Guinness now. But it's like soup or something. It's like meat soup.
Something went horribly wrong when they made lager. They burned it or something.
100%. It's like it's got an allergy or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, no, you know,
but when people love it.
You know, when your parents have had a fight, right? And they're sort of teetering on the edge of divorce, and then your mum burns dinner, but your dad is trying to sort of, and he goes, come on, guys, it's not that bad. This is pretty good. I like it.
He's trying to be diplomatic. You're like, cheers. I love it, Ireland.
She found out he's fucking the neighbors. So, you know, your dad's trying to get you all to eat the bird food. That's Guinness.
I've never heard of anyone having a one-night stand on a Guinness because they just don't get drunk enough. It's not like doing shots. Do you know what I mean? It's a very slow drink.
Very slow.
I can't stand it.
Listen, but I've done a gig with you at the Sydney Opera House. I mean, fuck, if you're ever going to do a gig with anyone, that's how we met, right, at the Sydney Opera House. People just got absolutely crazy for you.
It's because of the podcast, which was an accident. So now, and as well, I suppose there's so many Irish in Sydney. There's so many Irish in Australia. I actually forgot how many Irish there were because I backpacked there, but I don't think there was many of us there then. But there's so many of them that when they get a little taste of home, they're very enthusiastic.
The Irish are fucking everywhere. Like even you say, you did a show in Boston, there were heaps of Irish.
We meet and we travel, which means that we're now everywhere.
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy. It's bizarre.
Yeah, even that DNA thing, I've got Irish in me. I'm like, how the fuck have I got Khoisan, which is the very southern tip of Africa, the indigenous people of Africa. I've got Khoisan in me. And Irish. You know, some Irish cunt went down to the southern tip of Africa at some point, saw a lady in a leather blouse running in the desert and rooted her. And that's where my forefathers
came from. It's like when they tell you that you've got fecal matter on your toothbrush. You're like, how did it get there? Like, how did it travel that far? Like, I don't get it. I do not understand it. We are everywhere, which makes my job very easy, thank God.
Yeah. Hey, tell me about your podcast and who do you do it with?
So it's called My Therapist Ghosted Me.
Yeah.
The hashtag reads My Rapist Hosted Me, which is unfortunate. And I started another podcast for BBC Sounds, which went out yesterday, called Who Replaced Avril Lavigne? And the hashtag reads Whore Avril Lavigne. I know, it's so bad. No one thinks these shit through.
But you anyway, need a publicist.
I know. It's like, do you remember Susan's album party? Do you remember Susan Boyle? Do you remember that in the UK? So bad. Anyway, so Vogue Williams is like basically the perfect woman. Have you seen her? She looks like a kind of a model athlete person.
Yeah.
She doesn't drink. She's incredibly motivated and kind.
Who is this person?
Yeah, I know. She's basically like a 10 out of 10 in all areas. Yeah. But anyway, we were recently, she had another kid. She's always fucking having kids. She loves it. It's like a hobby. I don't even notice. Because she never talks about it. She's got another kid. But she invited me in to go and use this Kegel chair. So after you have kids.
Yeah.
Have you physically had kids?
No. My tits are still, you can't hear the ocean out of my cunt. Yeah.
What a shame that is. What a sound that would be. Yeah. You feel like without shells, they held up. People love that shit.
Yeah. Oh, it's very relaxing. As a lesbian, I often fall asleep to that sound. Yeah.
Relaxing to the sound of a gaping vagina. Absolutely. Why not? Save your fortune in Spotify calming music. Vogue was like, I've been invited in to use this Kegel chair and it kind of electrocutes the vagina back together after you've had kids.
Yeah.
So I was like, she's like, will you come in? And I was like, absolutely not. I'm not going into that. I've no reason to go to that. And anyway, she forced me to go in. So I went in. It's just a big chair that electrocutes you. And Vogue is there dressed head to toe in white like J-Lo, just getting gently like buzzed, just like zzz, zzz, zzz. And it basically shocks your lips back together. Wow. So your one said to me, I know, it's amazing. Because women go through, like, there's so much trauma after you give birth.
It's only trauma. Like, the entire pregnancy, everything. From the minute trauma. That guy ejaculates in you, it's traumatic having that shit.
It starts
in you.
With the UTI. It ends with a kid. Like, there's no break in this.
No. And then it takes years for your body to snap back. And sometimes they never snap back. They just snap.
They never snap back. Mm. I know a friend of mine who ripped the whole way, like her whole way.
Yeah. No more perineum.
No, gone. Perineum. No peri. So anyway, your one asked me to hop up on this chair that would test my Kegel ability or whatever. Yeah. So I got up. No fucking joke, right? You're supposed to squeeze and then this kind of pulse goes up and down. Mm. And it shows your squeeze and then it goes up. And however high you hit is your Kegel ability or your tightness or whatever it's called. Yeah. Vogue hit it every time. Hit. 10.
Fucking hell.
Do you want to know what I hit?
2.
Yeah. Bang on. 2. To the point where the physio, no joke, was like, oh, hold on. And she checked whether it was plugged in. That's not a lie. She genuinely looked at the electrics to see, because Vogue had gone off at this stage after like 10 out of 10 performance. And she was like, oh my God. I was like, what's wrong? And she's like, oh, nothing. It's just like, that's unusually low. And she's like, when did you give birth? And I was like, I fucking did. I've never given birth. There's nothing has ever come out of that. Things have only ever gone in. Nothing has come out. She's like, oh, okay. So basically, Vogue popped out with her perfectly tight vagina. Yeah. And mine is like what you were saying, there's fucking wind coming through it. I've never even had a kid. There's no fun in it. There's no fun. I'm just going to wait till I can have a fully blown tube baby.
Listen, just be careful when you sit on a bar stool. Make sure it's a nice square one. You don't want to fucking make one disappear. Like, where did that bar stool go? Jan was just here.
Or I could take it out for the flash. I could sit on anything. A car, probably, like a Fiat Punto.
Hey, listen, I watched you assemble that chair from South Africa and how you nearly fucking sent it back, that massive white thing.
And actually, there's only half of it assembled. There's 2 other modules that I haven't used. But sure, why not? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm big into decor at the moment. I'm going big.
Yeah. You're going to...
You don't know what orgies I'm going to have.
Exactly. Well, probably not on a white couch.
That's true. Well, I'll get it covered like they did in the 80s.
Like you go, all right, guys, we're having an orgy, no anal. And everyone's like, fuck you. What's an orgy with no anal? You're like, guys, it's a white couch.
No anal.
Okay, Scotch Guard, you can only take Scotch Guard so far. No anal unless we all come in at 4, douche, and then we start the orgy at 8. With no snack.
No anal, no white wine, and no one can even ejaculate.
No.
No one can fully finish because I'm not. Apparently you can get this fiber seal where you cover the whole thing in fiber seal and everything just wipes off. So I'll wait for that for the orgy.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, it's basically like one of those. That's why grannies always have the plastic sheeting all over their couches. It's because when you get later in life, you start going, it's usually when people start getting divorced in their 50s, 60s, right? Because now they're sick of this bastard, they get rid of him. And then they go into their slut phase where they're like, you know, I'm going to have a few orgies, yeah. I'm going to, you know, and now that's when they, so you go to your nana's house and you think it's so the grandkids don't mess on her couch, but it's not that.
That's why they have, you know, the doilies, you know, they all have doilies.
Yeah.
Just to wipe themselves down after.
Oh, fuck, my mum loves a doily.
Yeah, of course she does.
Yeah.
Of course she does.
The doily goes right over the cracker when you walk to the toilet.
those
nervous steps to the toilet so the semen doesn't fall on the new carpet. You're like, I know too much.
Did you have a good room growing up where everything was covered in plastic?
No.
Did you not?
No, we just had shit furniture everywhere. Everything was always shit.
It was a thing in Ireland. I think it was in the UK as well. If you had an extra room, it was the good room and everything was covered in plastic. It looked like a crime scene, basically. Basically, a room you could never use. Maybe Christmas Day.
Yeah. My mum had we only had the lounge. We grew up fucking poor, right? And so she got a Christmas bonus 1 year. And it was like the only year. So what she did was she put a white carpet and white sofas in the lounge. We weren't allowed to ever go in there. She used to lock it during the day. So she didn't fucking plastic wrap, nothing. She just locked the fucking room. We couldn't go in there.
So we were just hanging out in the toilet.
Yeah, we're just in our room or in the toilet, and that was it.
She's like, this isn't for you. This isn't for you. This is for my friends. This isn't for you.
Yeah, and then she worked like 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, so no one ever came over. So no one sat in that fucking room. It looked like we had a room specifically if someone died, we could lay them there and state, you know, people could come in and watch
a morgue. Yeah.
But no one fucking died. Yeah.
This is the wake room, if it ever comes to that.
Yeah. What is the funniest shit that has ever happened to you at a gig?
Nothing really happens. Nothing really happens. That really doesn't.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't get heckled. I've never been heckled. Now, I'm sure it's on in the post. I've never had...
I don't get heckled either.
The worst thing, I think, and this is not a huge complaint, but like you get kind of dismissed a lot, you know, they're just like, whatever. But a man messaged me asking me to do a video. This was back when I was starting out. So I was just... Anyone who bought a ticket, I was just like, oh my God, what do you need from me? Because he asked me to do a video for his wife. And he's like, would you do a video? And of course, I was like, I'll give you a fucking organ. Like, you've bought a ticket to my show. I'll give you a kidney. I don't care. Yeah. My eye band, my blood type, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so I did this video. And I was like, he's like, she's a huge fan. And I was like, oh, I just believed him. Did the video, put the makeup on, got the ring light out. Really went to, you know, made an effort. And then I was in the Cat Laughs, you know, in Kilkenny.
Yeah.
And... the man, he came up to me in the lobby of the hotel because all the comics to kind of stay in the same hotel. And he's like, oh, Joanne, I'm the guy who did the video for her. And I was like, oh my God, so nice to meet you. And he's like, this is my wife. And this woman walked over with the face like a slapped arse.
Oh, no.
And I went, oh, hi, I did the video. And she goes, yeah, you did. To be honest, I was really hoping for Michael Bublé tickets. I was quite disappointed I got tickets for you.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And there's me with the ring light on and everything like a fool.
Yeah.
I know. So then I was like, I'm not doing videos anymore. Fuck that.
I know. I still do videos, but you know what fucks me is people will go, can you do a video? And I do a video or can you, you know, whatever. I do videos and I'm not on that site, you know, where people can pay you to, it's like 16.
Cameo, yeah.
Yeah. I don't do that. I'll just do a video. But now... yeah, it's always the same. Like they ask you for a video, you do the video. Then next year they go, hey, it's my sister's birthday. And you look back and you go, the last 3 years I sent your sister a fucking birthday message. It's time you step it up and buy a fucking gift. And then I stop responding. I'm like,
yeah,
you're taking the piss now. Listen, tell me, what is the thing about other people that shit you to absolute tears?
I'm trying to figure out if I'm perimenopausal because I'm very irritable at the moment. Like I'm just like... ready to attack.
No, people are just fucking annoying.
Yeah, I think they're just annoying.
Yeah.
I might even start in the HRT now, even there's no signs of me being peri. I'm just like fucking get stuck in now. Why wait for the violence to start? Why not just manage it now? Like even the other day in the airport, because obviously I travel a lot for work, even stupid shit, like people not putting their fucking trays back and all. And you know,
I know.
People suddenly not understanding you can't bring liquids on a plane. You're like, what? Or cabin crew coming down and asking me to...
or arguing.
It just gets through it.
Yeah.
Are you a drug mule? No. Stop kicking off. Just walk through. Or like, do you know when the cabin crew come down?
Yeah.
Because like, I am a drug mule, okay? So I need to move quickly through here. I've got a handgun up my vagina. I need to go.
After this podcast, you'll never sneak through security again.
Do you know when the cabin crew come down and they're like, when you're in the emergency exit, they're like, are you prepared to basically save the whole fucking plane when,
yeah,
if shit goes, and you're like, why, what are you going to be doing? Like, like anything and everything these days drives me mental.
I'm not trained.
It's not my job. I'm not trained.
Yeah. They go with that paper. They go, have you read the A4 laminate?
No.
And you go, no, I didn't read it because it's pictures and you don't read pictures. You look at it. So now I'm more trained than you are.
I'm listening to a murder podcast. That's what I'm doing with my time. Because I'm not here in a professional capacity. Or.
Yeah, I paid for this ticket.
I'm here to relax. I'm here to have a relax. I don't.
Yeah, I'm saving me and putting the door back.
I don't know why I'm now in charge of getting everyone out of the plane. Like, what?
Okay, so the thing that shits you about other people is other people in general.
And also, because I recently broke up with someone, so I went back on the dating apps and I forgot how many lads, thank you. I forgot how many lads in their bios say their ex is crazy. That also really shits me to tears.
I know, like when people talk shit about the ex all the time, you go, you know, that's a massive red flag, but to you, like not everyone can be crazy.
Of course, that's it. Everyone's a narcissist. You know, there's not that many narcissists in the world. So when a man talks about their ex and calls her crazy, I'm like, you're obviously the crazy one. However, when I do it,
yeah,
it is a totally different situation.
That's different because...
I'm correct.
Yeah. Because, you know, you've got a taste for crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. I know what I'm talking about. I've spent time inside. I know the deal.
You know what? Now, if anyone calls anyone a narcissist, I'm like, you're a cunt. I know you're a cunt.
We can't all
I've
be
only
narcissists.
Ever heard cunts talk about other people as narcissists. What is wrong with you? Like, just because people have their own interests at heart doesn't make them a narcissist. Well, they're just not in the mood for your shit.
That's the harsh reality, which I had to come to terms with as well, because I was doing the same. I was calling everyone who basically, anyone who would not fall in love with me, I was like, well, you've got psychopathic issues. Yeah. You're a narcissist.
Fucking narcissist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, and what's the thing about you that shits you to tears?
Oh, God.
What do you do?
I think, and I'm not diagnosing myself, but at the same time, I have no memory, or like, to be honest, at this stage, if I got a diagnosis of ADHD, I don't even think I'd tell anyone because it seems to be quite common now and I'd rather just avoid that. But
everyone's got it. There's just narcissists and people with ADHD walking around.
It's just psychopaths and sociopaths and ADHD. But I spend my whole life looking for things and it drives me mental. Like, I'll put something down, I'm looking for it.
Can I ask you something? Before you diagnose yourself with ADHD or anything, do you eat gluten?
Yeah, of course, I love gluten.
All right. Now, my partner got to a point where she was like, she struggled to speak, right? Like, because English isn't her first language. Mm. And then she would just, like, forget words and forget, and, you know, like, memory shot to shit and everything. Then she's celiac. She can't have gluten. The minute she cut out gluten, her memory came back.
What?
She started thinking she's fucking Alzheimer's or something. Yeah. So eating gluten, and because she has such a high intolerance for it, affected her memory.
This sounds like you read this on BuzzFeed. Are you sure now?
No, this is a proper thing, I'm telling you. And the change in her was insane. But then in that time when she was like just knuckling down on gluten and not knowing that she had a massive intolerance, like there's so many gaps in her memory, but now she's back. She can remember shit again.
Oh, my God.
Get yourself checked, maybe. Maybe it's that.
But I love gluten. I think I just rather forget where I put everything. Yeah, fuck it.
I eat a lot of, like, especially now if I go on a plane, I have a bread roll. But at home, we don't have. We have all, I do everything gluten-free. And because I do all the cooking, it's like gluten-free spices. I didn't even know there was fucking gluten and spices. But yeah, even that.
But you know.
Everything's got gluten in it.
What makes me laugh is that things that never had gluten in them are now advertising themselves as gluten-free. You're like, dude, you're.
I know. Water. Gluten-free water. Yeah, yeah. Like, calm down.
Stop trying to get involved. You know, this has nothing to do with you. Yeah.
Vegan and gluten-free. I'm like, come now, cunts.
This is just a thirst trap. This is just attention seeking. But that would be my biggest irritation with myself. And obviously, like, I'm very flawed, as we all are. But the thing that interferes with my day the most is
memory.
I'm in a constant state. I'm like a dog doing laps of the house trying to find where I put AirPods, phones, keys, candles, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it drives me delulu. As the kids would say.
You know what? If out of this podcast, you go and you get tested and then you go, I do have, and then you go off it and your memory comes back, this will be like one of those pivotal moments in your life. Like this could be, let's just enjoy this moment. Like this could be that moment,
it's going in the book.
You know, where everything changes for you. I fuck up your diet forever because now you can't have a baguette ever again.
I cook gluten for a week and I can see myself coming down the birth canal of my mother. Like every memory I've ever had just like flows back into my memory.
No, you remember the semen flying.
I remember.
You can hear your dad say, tits, tits or mouse, and your mom goes, just finish inside me.
Yeah, hurry up. Maths is starting, although maths
finish inside. No, it'll be the A team. Finish inside me. I've already brushed my teeth.
I'm not taking my bra off. I'm freezing. But just fucking get on with it.
That ain't even starting. You've already wrecked the blouse this week. Go in, Gary. What of your dad's neighbours?
Oh, because I gave up toast.
Gary is not a...
That's so funny.
Oh, gross.
I just don't know if I want to remember that much. I might just keep going with the bread for a while. Till I see if I'm emotionally ready to take that much memory on.
That's right. That's right. You don't want to commit to too much. Maybe you've locked down like walking in on your parents about five times and now you go off gluten. You're like, oh, yeah. No.
One day off the paninis and I'm like, oh my God, the trauma's just like coming straight back. This can't go on.
How funny is panini immediately puts you in a different pay
There's
bracket.
Certain words.
Like, because some people just have avocado panini. Panini.
There's certain words. Labradoodle. There's just certain words that you're like, I don't even, there's, it doesn't even need that big a sell because they're just funny words, you know?
Funny names. Hey, Joanne, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank
you're
you.
So funny.
You're so funny. I'll stop eating the bread so I remember this podcast.
Thanks for listening to this episode of That's Enough Already, hosted by me, Ursula Carlson, and produced by Natalie Turner. Supervising producer was Nick McClure, and special thanks to Ella Leaf and Beck Sutherland. Couldn't do it without you, gals. If you like this podcast, remember to subscribe, share it with all of your friends, tell your mum, tell your sister, don't tell that annoying brother of yours, you know, but definitely share it with a friend.